Women who are both physicians and moms are to be admired. They are literally on 24/7, and by on I mean for 2 full-time jobs and then some. First, just to get into medical school, through rigorous training and deflecting countless episodes of discrimination makes a woman unique. She is socialized as a physician, yes, but also serves as a pillar for women. Second, add to that the drive to excel at becoming a mother. The effort and tears poured into this role far exceeds what medicine sucks out, I'm sure. What an enormous challenge, and I'm just beginning. Women don't live in only 2 roles, physician and mom. There are many other things to other people. A loving daughter that takes care of her aging parents. A best friend that shoulders her friend's emotions during their divorce. A community leader in a volunteer position just to help others outside of medicine. I and this woman, I'd love to tell you a bit of my story. Find the full transcript and more resources for physician moms at inspiredmommds.com/1. You're listening to Inspired Mom MDs with host Cindy Van Praagh, helping physician moms take back control and prioritize what matters most so they thrive in private practice and at home. Like most docs, once I got accepted into med school, my path was laid out for me. Yes, I had a few choices to make along the way, like what specialty, where I will be applying for residency, where I even want to live. But for the most part, most decisions were already made for me. If I buckled down and studied and showed up for rounds on time and prepared and didn't fall asleep driving home on the way from call, I would succeed. Didn't you feel this way too? I did my residency in anesthesiology in Chicago, a fabulous city for 20-somethings, and I got married there. After graduation, I landed my first full-time position on a partnership track in an MD-only practice in Arizona. I had checked all the boxes except one, so we added 2 beautiful humans to our family, and life was set. But now what? Some of you checked those boxes while a med student or resident, right? Oh my gosh, I admire the amount of strength you had. Now in attending, an undercurrent of unsettledness formed the backdrop of a rather chaotic time of diapers and nannies and work and just exhaustion. And for a time, I was even the Martha Stewart of moms with, like, creative birthday parties and take-home gift boxes stuffed with homemade cookies for guests. Don't get me wrong, it was a blast and so, so draining. But I pushed on for years, adding challenges that would fulfill some new unwritten checklist. I scaled back on anesthesia hours and I co-created a ketamine infusion business. Yep, this excited my entrepreneurial self. I'm curious how many of you are entrepreneurs also at heart. Still, I decided to pile on a fellowship in integrative medicine to this new business. My kids were in middle school at the time, so no diapers, but still really busy. I added on other classes too, like college classes, just because. I had this need to be a perpetual student, and that was my comfort zone, and it still is, by the way. What I didn't recognize or acknowledge was what a high level of chronic stress over the years was doing to me. Well, sure, I noticed a nonstop mind, constant lack of sleep, irritability. Of course, if I just took care of myself more, those would go away, no? But here are the bigger, more insidious problems. My health started to suffer, and at work, my tank of compassion was nearly empty. I wish I had been blessed with a light bulb moment much earlier in life. You know, when an event happens to you personally or you witness such in a loved one and aha, that's life-changing, isn't it? No, my light bulb ever so slowly grew brighter, like on a dimmer switch, until it dawned on me, something must change. How the heck did I let this happen? I know the science behind meditation and regular exercise and eating well and sleep. It's what I teach my patients. But how to turn that around and listen to my own knowledge? I needed a nudge. I needed a new perspective. And it took a dear friend talking through an issue that was just absolutely draining me. She guided me through a series of actionable steps that, with practice, helped beyond words. I am forever grateful for my dimmer switch-enabled light bulb moment, and now I've created Inspired Mom MDs to guide other physician moms to take back control and prioritize what matters most to them so that they thrive in their practice and at home. What comes immediately to your mind on what matters most for you? To get started, I spoke to many physician moms and I dug deep and I got to the root of what they felt about their own lives as a mom and a doc. And if any of y'all are tuning in, I'm sending you a warm note of gratitude. Thank you. With Inspired Mom MDs, I am that fresh pair of eyes, a new perspective to common problems that so many physician moms face. I think a lot of times they're mired down in all these tasks and chores and commitments that it takes to be superwoman. And I think superwoman is pretty accurate here. A woman in a male-dominated field certainly must work harder and perform better and shine brighter than male colleagues. And in her other roles as mom, wife, or daughter, she also has an immense list of expectations. After all, one who goes down the road of becoming a physician in the first place is a high-achieving, intelligent, and driven woman. It makes sense that she would want to perform all things well. But is the fictional character of Superwoman a realistic goal to strive for? I used to push myself for just that, and it almost broke me, both in a physical sense and a mental, spiritual sense. And if I'm being honest, it did. My hurting physical body was my wake-up call that, hey, I'm human, not Superwoman. I was this balls-to-the-wall woman with my workouts. My sense of competitiveness made me try to compete with a 20-something across the room in my HIIT class, at beating them at pull-ups or burpees or, you know, the length of time jumping rope without getting tripped up. My point today is that physician moms do it all, and quite well, thank you, but at the expense of their own health, sense of being in control, and content with relationships with their loved ones. This is the goal of Inspired Mom MDs, to help women take back that control so they can find harmony and thrive. In my next episode, I'll be discussing the number one reason physician moms work harder than they need to. It's time to take control and thrive. Thank you for tuning in to Inspired Mom MDs. Please share with other physician moms and leave a review if you found value from this podcast.